When New York resident Lauren Todd saw a photo of the I'm Too Pretty to Do Homework t-shirt on Facebook last August, she was so annoyed she started a petition on the social action website change.org. She was later interviewed on CBS.
It was outrageous enough to be posted on Facebook, but it was actually more outrageous than that, and I felt like I needed to do something about it.
Her petition urged shoppers to boycott JCPenney until it stopped selling shirts with what she called sexist messaging. 5 hours later, Shelby Knox started tweeting about the petition. Knox is director of women's rights organizing for Change.org. She has thousands of Twitter followers, and some of them began tweeting about the shirt and signing Todd's digital petition.
From the time that Lauren started the petition on Change.org and JCPenney pulled the shirt, it was about 10 hours, in which it got over 2,000 signatures and at one point was generating over 400 tweets a minute.
Knox says with every new signature, an email was automatically sent to the JCPenney public relations team. Another went to the company's CEO. JCPenney would not comment for this story and wouldn't say how it comes up with the designs for its kids' clothing. Designer John Noon has worked with a number of major retailers. He says he's always used slogans with words like pretty or princess for girls.
Because it's easy to do. I guess it's just so ingrained in our culture that it's an easy sale. It's going to be easier to sell a shirt that says, you know, my little princess than my A student.
And these days, he says, designers get their ideas from anywhere. A celebrity tweet, a line on a TV show.
And if you think it's funny and the designer thinks it's funny and the buyer thinks it's funny, then, it makes it to the store.
But if a consumer doesn't think the designs are funny, they can do more than just grumble or not buy the shirt. Not long after JCPenney pulled the I'm Too Pretty shirt, fashion chain Forever 21 was hit by a barrage of online complaints, a petition, and media publicity about one of its girls' shirts reading allergic to algebra. The retailer removed it the day after the story spread. Of course, not all consumers care. Robin Sackin is a professor at New York's Fashion Institute of Technology, and she says people need to lighten up. She says children are influenced by their parents, not slogans on T-shirts.
So if my child says to me, Mommy, I want to get that, I say, okay, you can have it, but just remember something. I don't care if you're pretty, you're doing your homework.
And not all online petitions are effective. The recent Change.org petition started by Target employees who didn't want the retailer to open on Thanksgiving got more than 200,000 signatures, but the company didn't budge. The difference, says Ben Rattray, CEO of Change.org, is that in the case of JCPenney, it was a vital group of consumers up in arms.
Companies are certainly more concerned when the people involved are moms, specifically. I mean, women in general and moms in particular control the vast majority of spending in their households.
Michelle Yulo is one mother who signed the JCPenney petition and spread the word via her blog, on Facebook, and on Twitter. She says she's been frustrated for years about the kind of clothing retailers sell for young girls and the harm it might do to girls' self-esteem as they grow up.
It doesn't have to be egregious, right, to sink into the mindset. It's just this, I call it a slow drip of messages.
Yulo even started her own girls' clothing brand called Princess Free Zone, which features non-stereotypical colors and designs. But she still keeps up the pressure on mainstream retailers. Last month, she emailed the children's wear company Gymboree and started an online petition to complain about its baby outfits reading Smart Like Daddy and Pretty Like Mummy. Days later, Gymboree emailed Yulo to say the items were no longer for sale. For VOA News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite in New York.